brother. Oh, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
dig it.
Stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
Merry Christmas! Oh, I'm well, man. I'm well. Had a good weekend. You know, got a bunch of extra COVID test kits. Life is good.
You know, man, I, you know, over 7,000 flights were canceled in this country.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I don't fly, Earl.
The last day or so.
Yeah.
And COVID is just running roughshod. And there aren't even people who can, you know, man the flights.
Yeah.
Because of the spread of COVID in those coffins.
And even though people aren't you know, dropping like flies right now amongst this new wave, hospitals are still clogged because people are rushing to the ER to get tested.
Well, those flying coffins that they call airplanes.
Yeah.
You know, people knew, and we talked about this before the Christmas holiday, and people ignored, and the airports were jam-packed, and the coffins that they call airports were jam-packed. And people knowingly took the risk. And you know, I know they wanted to go see their family members. I've got a son in Arizona that we haven't seen in a while, and certainly, you know, it would have been nice to go out and see him. But at what risk?
Oh, my goodness, man. I'd have been hesitant to fly even before COVID. Not because I'm worried about crashing, just the entire process is so unpleasant. It's
so how unpleasant. How do you reconcile in an airport where people are jammed in like sardines in the airports? Many, you know, have the mask off. You've got your mask on, maybe, but you are on top of one another like sardines. I saw some pictures of the people and some footage of the people in the airports, and they were as jammed as they've ever been in the history of this nation.
Makes me nervous just looking at it. Yes.
So I'm wondering how people can reconcile that with knowing what was happening before they even got to the airport.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's not like there wasn't a warning before they even made the decisions to fly. People knew that Omicron was running roughshod over the nation even before there was a thought about, are we going to fly to wherever we flew? And so help me understand how you, and the phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. When you knew the risk that were involved in flying, why did so many people ignore the risk and do it anyway?
Yeah, and we'll have to feel this one from the listening audience, because I just don't get it.
I don't get it. I know it was Christmas, and I know about tradition, and I don't think tradition should ever outweigh safety. Yeah, well, it's Christmas. They didn't allow us to celebrate Christmas last year, so we're going to do it this year. At what expense? To what expense do you say that that's the right decision to make? And we haven't seen what's coming.
At this point,
in 2 weeks,
we have no idea. Yeah.
In 2 weeks, we are going to see worse than we saw last February. And we know it's coming, and it may be to some of you who flew. And was it worth that risk? I don't know, man. I don't think so. I understand, you know, what people wanted to do, because it's our right. We have a right in this country to make decisions.
Yeah.
And the country can't tell us what we can't do. That's almost like a child saying, I want a cookie, a sugar cookie instead of my vegetables. And because that's what I want. Never mind that the vegetables are good for you, but you have a right to ask for the sugar cookie. Well, that's what the flights were.
I've had this conversation a couple times this weekend, and the most common response I got was, Omicron isn't deadly.
And well, I know, but that's what they're saying. There hasn't been enough. But we know if it may not be as deadly, we do know that it certainly spreads more so.
And that means that there will be another variant. And that's my comeback with that one. It's okay. You know, goodness, you know, good that Omicron isn't going to be killing thousands and thousands of people. But this isn't the last variant. It's almost guaranteed because of how many people are getting it.
I still, man, I don't know how many times we will talk about what is nonsensical to me. These aren't people who don't have resources who are flying. Yeah. These are well-heeled people who have enough resources that they can fly wherever it is they want to fly. And look, man, in my community, a couple days before the flights, before Christmas, there's at the drugstore, not the drugstore, but it's a pharmacy.
Yeah.
But they do COVID vaccines and testing. 4 to 5 blocks long before Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Before the people flew. And then a day before, you know, that eve, all of these people lined up 5 blocks. And I'm saying, what are they thinking? They have had an opportunity all this time to be vaccinated. And why now has this reached them? Something happened that they all of a sudden, a light went on, and they're all out here with their children trying to get vaccinated at the last minute.
I wonder if it has anything to do with, you know, some of the employer mandates, some of the restrictions. You know, people want to get back to going to shows. They want to get back to doing the things they like to do. And more places out there are requiring, you know, proof of vaccination. I wonder if that's making an impact.
Well, that and the fact that they had their children with them in this instance, standing in line. Today I got up, I went to pick up a prescription. Same thing, 4 blocks, families, children, their parents, waiting to get tested. They're afraid of something that they probably should have been afraid of before the holiday and taken care of long before the holiday. What is that about now? Isn't it after? You know, the things it's already occurred. You've been around people. And now you're being checked to see if you or your children have it. I don't understand.
I know that. For us, I was able to convince my family to try and pick up a handful of test kits. And because we had a small get together on Christmas,
right?
And you know, to try and convince everybody that was willing to take one of those rapid tests when they arrived. It takes about 10 minutes to get results. And yeah, that's the closest, that's riding the lightning right there. You know, trying to just determine whether or not you have it before the get together, which I thought that was pretty good. I was like,
so as bad as that is, over Christmas. Mm-hmm. New Year's is coming up. And do you think that's going to be any different? No, we have people who ignore this and they act as though this is an illusion. That is not real. And that it's not going to affect me. It may affect Evan, but it's not going to affect me. Hey. I'm going to be the one who's going to look out. And this is what they do, man. They think that they are going to look out. And they don't understand that there's no such thing as that.
Yeah, this
Omicron is going to, if you are not vaccinated, and even if you are, it's going to come into contact with almost all of us at some point.
It's real. Yes. No, I think, and let's underline that just briefly. Everybody will be exposed at some point. The way that this is going, that's precisely correct. It's spreading very, very quickly.
And so if you see that, and we know that's the case, why would you still run the risk? And so I get it. Well, people had a good time. They wanted to have a good time, but what's going to be left in the wake? Man, what is coming is going to be horrific. This nation may never recover from it. So, you know, that's the end of my sermon. And I know that there are people in the audience who I respect. And they maybe don't want to hear this because, you know, they couldn't resist. And, man, I just hope and pray, man, that, but everything that I'm reading, Evan, everything that I'm reading is talking about what's coming.
And that's it, man. It's what
I know, man.
We have this weird stillness in the lake right now. You know, where everyone is looking to be okay. Everyone's looking around, and for the most part, people are coming out okay. But this isn't over yet. We have to continue to be mindful.
All right. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.